This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m.
Thanks, Tom Ackerman.
Thank you, Tom.
Come on, Tom. It's over with, all right? All the freaking thank yous and congratulations.
I wish that guy quit kissing my ass.
Yeah, it's enough. It's
I can't walk down the hallway. It's like, Dave. I'm like, oh, my God.
Congratulations, Dave. Congratulations.
Okay, so from here on out, at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing another one of those Facebook Live deals. I think it's going to be me and Tony, and we'll be saying basically the same thing we're saying now, except we'll be able to see our face. So that's going to be quite a treat. And then at 8 p.m., we have the debate, which you will be hosting with your sidekicks, cohort.
Yes, Tim Jones and Chris Arps.
And then at whatever time the debate's over, 9:30, 9:45, 10-ish, Tony and the crew will take over, and various people, probably including myself, will be calling in and doing a postmortem.
Yep, that's exactly right. We've got you covered once again, start to finish. That live stream will be on the 97.1 Facebook page starting at 7 o'clock. As Dave mentioned, Dave will be a part of it. Mark will also be a part of it. Annie will be a part of it. So that'll be the pre-debate. Then we'll air the debate live, and then we'll be here for you as long as it takes afterwards. So we've got you covered start to finish.
Rach, did you get your Adidas pants yet?
No, there are several things that, you know, we get notifications that they're delivered to this building, and then apparently someone, like, takes them into their apartment and uses them for a few days before you actually get. I mean, am I the only one? They never come in on time.
Yeah.
It says they're delivered.
Most
and then
of the hoodies that I've received lately, by the time they get here, they smell a lot like Stel Pontikas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's making a lot of sense.
I was asking about your Adidas pants because Tony's wearing his black with white stripes and a dark gray t-shirt. That's almost exactly what I wore today. My Wash U t-shirt that you like.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought if you'd worn yours, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Then you look like a crew.
Like a terrible Run DMC.
See, I'm checking it. Yeah, it says delivered today. Package was left inside the residence's mailbox.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it. But
why don't we all 7 billion of us live in Adidas sweatpants because they're the most comfortable thing in the world.
The most comfortable thing in the world.
Immediately, everyone's
18%
happy.
Party. Yeah. I mean, since March, I have worn Adidas pants probably 95% of the days since March. When it got a little cooler, because I wore them in the summertime because we're still here in the building and I can't quite make the leap to shorts at work. I go everywhere. I go to every other level except shorts at work. So even through the summer, wearing Adidas pants, I've mixed in sweatpants, which are typically Adidas sweatpants, a couple of times, but it's been almost exclusively Adidas
pants. So that's the best part of COVID. Would you say the worst part so far for you has been the virtual learning?
Ugh. Virtual learning. I am, okay. We can debate about the effectiveness of virtual learning, and you're able to, you know, get as much done virtually as you are in person. Okay, not even talking about that. So set that aside. And then obviously it's the health thing and the social distancing thing. But we do everything else. Why are my kids still not in school at all, not even part-time, but they can go to the store, they can go shopping, they could go to gymnastics, they can, my three-year-old can go to daycare, they can go to Disney World, they can go to the gas station. Everything else is open. Why are schools still not open?
By far, the most important thing is going to school.
Yes.
By far.
And I'm especially sensitive to it. As I've said, one of my kids has an anxiety issue, and
James drinks a lot. You can say.
Right. And so as much as we tell her and the teacher tells her and everything, just raise, you know, you can barge into the meeting, the Zoom meeting, and get your questions answered. She's not learning as well, and she's very confused and lost a lot of the times and has a lot of questions, and she doesn't have that personal interaction with her teachers or her counselors or anyone else, and it's
Rich, I bet you can relate to that.
Bad situation.
The kind of kid you were,
I
was.
So shy.
No way. No, it didn't matter.
There's literally no way.
Wouldn't matter. Yeah. Who told me it's okay? There's no way of saying,
you know what?
Excuse
I bet
me.
Even if the teacher were to be like, Rachel, do you have anything? I would have been right. Like, no.
No.
I would have been too scared.
And if you're thinking, well, it's just the same as raising your hand in class.
It's not.
Well, and she's not raising her hand in class. She would do that after. She would walk up to the teacher or have a meeting. Or, you know, the teacher could. Most teachers could probably see that somebody's struggling and take them aside in a one-on-one. Or my daughter may approach her in a one-on-one. She's not the kind that is going to raise her hand very often and participate in class in that way. She's certainly not going to barge in on the Zoom meeting when she has a question. And again, and even take that out of, take my own personal experience out of it. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. We were driving in the car talking about this, and my wife said, look, just look around. We're driving down the street. Look around. Everything is open.
Mm-hmm.
Every store is open.
I get it.
We could go shop at the Galleria after this if we wanted to, you know?
Well, she can't go to school, but she goes to gymnastics.
Yeah.
And the young one, like James, who's not in school yet, goes to daycare every single day.
Question. Does anyone actually call James the Hunter Biden of Florissant? I was just wondering.
Well, I think that Hunter Biden is the James Colombo of
the Biden family.
Yes, exactly.
It also really makes you wonder because there are plenty of schools that are open.
Yeah, Phoebe hasn't missed.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, there hasn't been like a huge COVID outbreak break at Phoebe's school because they wear masks all day. Like that's the whole point is you wear a mask and you protect yourself.
It's working.
Yeah. So why don't you let other kids go back to school too? Especially, there's got to be so many kids who don't have a great internet connection or don't have like the resources, or they're in a really, really stressful home environment that makes it impossible to pay attention during
every situation. Phoebe has recently, she's always done well in school, and she's recently become very motivated, and she wants to go out of state to college, and she thinks she may want to go to med school. She's a sophomore. Things change. But I'm delighted that my sophomore is taking that big of an interest in school and her future. And so she's working extra hard. If she were learning virtually, I'm not saying that it's impossible, but she would be at such a disadvantage against other kids that she's going to compete with to go to colleges, to maybe get into a med school, to get a scholarship. And so whether you struggle to even understand the basics or you're trying to do a specific thing, these kids, the COVID kids, are going to be really, really affected. Yeah. And what I'm afraid is going to happen, and this is not an indictment of any teacher out there, it's the system. What I'm afraid is going to happen is that they're going to give kids a pass.
Yep.
Which would be great for the kid.
Right.
But it's not long term.
No.
We're just going to assume that you know basic algebra. Go on into 11th grade.
Yeah. And I kind of have a feeling that's exactly what's going to happen. Whenever they finally do get back to class, they're going to say, okay, we're just going to pretend like none of this happened and kind of start from the beginning.
What else are they going to do?
So this
hold every kid back?
So this was a giant waste of time. I mean, that's what that tells me. We just got through this. Pretended like we were learning, but we really weren't. But it's just so frustrating that there's kids are playing sports again, and many kids going to school
gymnastics.
Again. And going to gymnastics.
Touching each other and touching the mat and touching the poles. And,
right. And look.
I guess
the
they
numbers,
don't have
the numbers
for kids, but you know
the numbers just show that it doesn't.
Bars.
I get gymnasts.
I get that they can bring it home to older people, but this virus does not affect young people in the St. Louis area. The numbers are literally zero in some places, minuscule in others. When it comes to young people and the effects that this that coronavirus has on them, it's up to us as parents to keep our kids away if we think they've come in contact. To keep them away from older family members or older neighbors or whatever. It's not the school's job to, well, you know, maybe the kids won't get as sick, but, you know, they could bring it home to their grandparents. Well, let the families figure that out, whether or not they're going to bring it home to the grandparents or whatever. And I've said all along, I'm a big believer in masks and social distancing and keeping your hands clean. I'm all for that. I'm all for masks. I'm all for social distancing. But to keep these cool, but open things up. Let the kids go back to school. Because it's ridiculous that she goes to gymnastics 3 days a week for 4 hours at a time sometimes, but can't go
to school. As you were saying all that, Rach grabbed the hand sanitizer and I'm biting my nails.
I don't know why they just don't let your kids go back to school and let them out at 2. That's the
right?
The magic cure.
Yeah, that's the magic
number.
Right.
It doesn't after 2. Yeah. There's no COVID.
Right.
No, like after 2, that's when the COVID
comes the COVID
in.
Shows
Excuse
up.
Me.
The
pardon
COVID
me.
Shows up at
like
2.
Like at a bar.
Yeah.
No COVID till 10.
I get the
or
bar
at least
thing
part-time,
a lot more, though.
At least part time. At least let them come in 2 or 3 days a week, so she can get that to all the kids. Can get
and were
that
you telling me
one time with their teachers?
Mardi Gras is officially on for St. Louis.
Mardi Gras announced today or yesterday. I think earlier this morning that the organizers of St. Louis Mardi Gras say that Mardi Gras 2021 is on. They said their quote was that some things will be different, but the show will go on. It will be fun and it will help you connect with friends. Events will run from January 6th. That's really not that far away. January 6th through February 16th. They're going to release all the specifics at the end of the month, but they announced today that Mardi Gras 2021 is happening. So Mardi Gras, there's another one. You can go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, priorities.
But you can't go to fourth grade.
How's that hit you, Rach?
I mean, I don't really care what people do at this point, and Mardi Gras is generally an outdoor activity anyway. I mean, I think it's a bad idea to get drunk in crowds during COVID season because you lose your inhibitions. That's the whole point of drinking. And then people are in each other's face. But you know what? If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I'm done trying to tell people how to live their lives or whatever. But it is pretty stupid that we're carrying on with that and then kids aren't in school. Like, one of those seems like a actual super spreader possibility.
Right.
And that's,
one seems like a necessity.
Thousands of people crammed into Soulard and other areas drinking and not social distancing and talking in each other's faces. And they're not going to just lift their masks up to take a sip of beer. Like, they're going to not be wearing them. And that's their prerogative. But yeah, then you can't have children sitting in a classroom with masks on. It just doesn't make any sense.
You, Dave?
If it were today and they were having it, I would think it was dumb. The same way that I thought it was dumb, like all the stuff that was going on at Lake of the Ozarks or Sturgis or all these other things. I think what we saw from the Rose Garden event, where we can actually pretty much trace, like show a picture and go, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy.
Yeah.
That had a big effect on me. I understand from a strategic standpoint and giving us hope, not knowing what it's going to be like in 3 or 4 months, why the committee, I guess there's one, or the city would say it's on, knowing that they can say it's off if it gets bad again. But conceptually, yes, it's different for me since my daughter's in school and not that much has changed for her. But if my kids, especially if I had 3 of them, cooling their heels at home, going nuts, not learning, and then I heard that, hey, everyone come out and get drunk in Mardi Gras, it'd piss me off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.